Our story is very close to the ending you've been waiting for. After this episode, there will be only one more to go. So, enjoy the 9th episode in the 2nd season of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell BC, Before the Crash.
The most unusual case of my career was coming to a head. We were still on the tail of Neela's little brother, Orb. But it just so happened that we were tailing him through time on a planet in a galaxy not our own. At the same time, Eddie, the grand leader of the Metsis, that's still hard for me to imagine, was crossing the galaxy and heading to the same place and time, along with her not-so-willing sister.
A sister whose son, Junior, who had kidnapped one of the Wise Ones, was even closer to Earth. And we didn't know it at the time, but Orb also had 2 unplanned passengers along for the ride. And of course, Dar, Rafe, and Radeer were already waiting at the spot everyone else was headed for.
What happened next is almost too hard to believe. All of us were on a collision course, and our finish line was a place near Roswell, New Mexico, in the Earth year 1947.
Where could he be?
Orb will get here when he gets here. There's no use worrying about him. What you should be worried about is what the Grand Leader will do to you when she gets here. I still can't believe that silly little secretary is the leader of the Metsis.
I won't have anything to worry about if I can capture the son of Lieber. He has to be landing here soon.
I think we have a visitor.
Where?
Right over there. He's walking toward us. I told you we should keep the ship hidden.
Why? I can deal with whoever this is.
Like you did that poor animal back in the past? I think I'll warn this guy.
Stop!
Hey! Don't come any closer! You're in danger! It doesn't look like he's listening. He's still walking this way. Didn't you hear me? Stay away!
He's not even looking at us.
And I don't think he can hear us either.
You don't take another step!
He took another step, and another, and... I told you, he's either ignoring us or he can't hear us.
But how?
I don't know. He just walked right by our ship and didn't even look.
That's not possible.
Not before we did our little trip through time.
What does that have to do with it?
Don't you remember what your grand leader said? Lieber told her that traveling through time might have some interesting side effects. Could it be that we're now...
invisible?
You could be right, son. Let's test it. I'll walk right in front of him. Look at that! We really are invisible.
So Lieber had been right. Returning to the present after being in the past did have an effect. An effect we would soon experience as well.
Those of us who had made the trip to this planet's past found ourselves unable to be seen when we returned to the present. It was something none of us had expected, and it would change everything.
Orb and his 2 passengers were the next to land in the present. And when they did, they were only yards away from Dar's ship. But it didn't matter, because those ships and their passengers couldn't see or hear each other.
Boss?
What now, Grodd?
Maybe this fella decided to go back into the past after all, so we can get our ship. This looks just like it did back then.
But do you see our ship?
No.
I told you not to jump to conclusions, didn't I?
You sure did, boss. I guess I was just hoping.
You guys don't have to worry. I promised you I'd get you back to your ship, so I will. There's just someone I have to meet here. At least I think we're supposed to meet here. So we need to wait.
You're not good at waiting, are you, boss?
Grodd, that's my line, not yours. Like he said, friend, I'm not good at waiting. This better not take long.
It's been a long time since... Well, you don't want to know.
Oh, I do. I want to know. You're meeting a dame, right?
Grud, leave the poor guy alone.
It's all right. Yeah, I'm meeting someone I knew a long time ago.
Yeah, you said you've been here before. Why?
See, now you want to know too, huh, boss?
My sister and I made a trip here a few years ago. Just to get away by ourselves.
Your sister's the one that looks like the other doll?
It's a figurine, Grud. Oh, what are you, a little girl?
Yeah, the other one looks like my sister.
Then she must be a looker.
She is.
So what happened when you got here?
Yeah, what happened when you got here?
Grud!
Sorry, boss.
We met a couple people here, another brother and sister, and we spent quite a bit of time with them. And one thing led to another.
Wait, you fell in love with someone from this planet?
I'm afraid so. But their parents didn't approve, so we had to go back home. But we've kept in touch.
How?
We left them one of our ICDs.
ICD?
Yeah, intergalactic communication device, right?
Right.
Way ahead of you, boss.
So, after all these years, you set up a meeting with these two?
Well, with one. And she said she'd meet me out here.
Why here? In the middle of nowhere?
Because they have to meet in secret. Keep up, boss.
So we'll wait for her. This is the exact spot we talked about.
This is exciting, huh, boss?
Yeah, real exciting. Like I said before, this better not take too long. I'm not good at waiting.
Yeah, he's not good at...
Shut up, Grud!
So, two of the ships that had used the time turn were now in the present and totally invisible to anyone who had not been in the ships with them.
And the third, carrying Neela, Tolop, and myself, was not far behind. Somehow I knew that we were close to the end of this unusual case, but I didn't know that we were landing very close to the other two ships, because they were still invisible.
And I say still, because we would soon learn that this time turn side effect was temporary.
Are you sure we followed Orb all the way here?
Yeah, I had him in my sights the whole way until...
Until what?
Until I couldn't see him anymore.
What do you mean you couldn't see him? He couldn't just disappear.
That's what I thought too, but he did.
This happens every time we get close.
Don't worry, I've got this. No, wait a minute. Neela, I keep telling you that I've got this, or I try to make you think I know what to do next. When really, I don't. I'm sorry.
Ryan, are you all right?
He's fine. Let him talk.
Tolop, you need to hear this too. Something's been going on inside of me for a while now.
I thought so.
I built my reputation. My whole world on needing people, especially beautiful women like you, Neela, to think I always have the answer.
But you usually do.
Sometimes I do. Neela, you told me I needed to get in touch with my feminine side. I think I'm starting to realize that I'd have the answer a lot more often if I'd let that feminine side and the voices of women like you help me find it.
Who are you, and what did you do with Ryan?
Ryan, when I told you that, I thought it would go in one ear and out the other. But I guess I was wrong.
Tolop, what's wrong?
Well, two things. First of all, you're making me uncomfortable with all this feminine side talk. Maybe because I...
Because you what?
Oh, forget it.
And the second thing?
Oh, yeah. Look over there.
What Tolop had seen was the first of the ships and its passengers suddenly becoming visible. Dar, Rafe, and Radir seemed to appear out of nowhere.
They didn't know it, but Orb and his two passengers could also see them. This was shaping up to be a very interesting encounter, one that none of us could have anticipated.
Not knowing they would soon be visible as well, Orb, along with Grud and his boss, couldn't believe what they now saw.
Bo? close.
Oh, what is it now, Grodd?
You might want to look behind you.
Why? It's just a lot of ugly bear. Oh, no! Is that...
I'm afraid so. But how did they get here? I didn't see them land, did you?
How they got here is not important. What's important is to get away before they see us.
Too late. The big one is looking straight at us.
No, he's not.
Grodd, I told you not to correct me. Didn't I?
You sure did, boss. But he's not looking straight at us. He's looking...
straight through us. You're right. He doesn't see us, and I don't think he can hear us either. So that gives us the chance to... No, not now!
Orb! Orb! Where are you?
Well, this was a new twist. A young woman came running towards us, obviously looking for Orb. But we couldn't see Orb. The only ones we could see were Dar, Rafe, and Radir.
I looked at Neela, who seemed to be both surprised and disappointed. And somehow I could tell she knew this young woman.
When she came close to us, it seemed like Neela was looking past her, almost as if she was expecting someone else. Neela, what's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Are you sure? When you looked at that woman...
Forget the woman! Do you see what I'm seeing? That's Neela's ex over there with some older guy and the biggest man I've ever seen!
You said you've been here before. Do you know her?
Yes.
Somehow those three can't see us. I don't think she can see us either. Who is she?
When we were here, Orb and I made friends with some people. A brother and sister. That's her. She and Orb became quite close.
And the brother? That's who you were talking to.
But talking to who? What do you mean? Is this what you two have been keeping from me all this time?
Yes. I walked up to Neela's door while she was talking on her ICD. I wanted to tell you what I heard, but I...
What you heard?
It's all right, Tolop. I have no reason not to tell him the truth. This woman's brother and I fell deeply in love. But we were forced to leave. Orb and I have been wanting to get back here for years.
So when Orb took off, you knew he'd be heading here?
Yes, and I knew he'd be seeing her. So I stayed in contact with her brother and found out they were planning to meet somewhere outside of Roswell. I asked her brother to come as well.
And?
And he said he would. It was all planned. I knew if I could track Orb all the way here, we could both see our...
Until that last call.
What last call?
He called to tell me he wouldn't be coming. That he had decided to move on. No matter what his sister did.
He dumped you. What a jerk.
You've been so good to me. Both of you. I'm sorry I kept this from you.
So the brother's not showing up, huh? Did you hear that, Ryan? He's not showing up.
Tolop, now is not the time for that. I'm sorry, Neela. Somehow I knew you were hurting, but I didn't know how to help. Maybe I was so focused on me that I wouldn't have been able to help you anyway.
Ryan?
What?
Orb's friend is heading straight for that big guy. She must think he's with Orb. We have to do something.
Meanwhile, Orb was seeing the same thing, so he ran toward the young woman.
But as he tried to grab her to pull her away from Dar, his arms went through her. He looked up at Dar, all hope gone. He knew what this brute could do.
But as he placed himself between Dar and the young woman and yelled, he suddenly became visible again.
Stop! Trisha, stop!
Well, well, if it isn't the son of Lieber, where did you come from, little man?
Orb, you did come.
Of course. So you did get my message.
I came as soon as I got it. It's good to see you again. But who is...
I hate to break up this little reunion, but you're coming with me, son of Lieber.
Where are you taking him?
I'm not taking him anywhere. We're going to wait right here until the grand leader of the Metsies arrives.
Leave, Trisha, now.
Yes, leave, little woman. I have no use for you.
I'm not going anywhere. You'll have to take me too.
Tricia, you don't understand.
I understand that I've waited 3 years for you to come back. I'm not losing you again.
It was at this point that Orb's passengers saw an opportunity.
Grud! Grud! You said you could fly this guy's ship, didn't you?
Sure, boss. Why?
Because we're gonna get out of here.
But, boss, I wanna find out what happens between Orb and this lady. They haven't seen each other for a long time. Look at them, gazing into each other's eyes.
Grud?
Yeah?
Look at the size of that guy. Do you want to tangle with him? Because we're next.
I guess you're right, boss. Let's go.
I told you to always listen to me, didn't I? Didn't I?
You sure did, boss. Do we want to go back and get our ship now?
Why should we do that? I'd say this one will do just fine. Oh, let's go home.
While those two were preparing to leave, two other ships were getting close.
Of course, Eddie and her sister were coming in the most advanced spaceship in the Metsi's arsenal and would soon find their way into this part of the story. But before they got there, another ship with Junior and the Wise One had just entered this planet's atmosphere.
Dar was standing over Orb and Tricia, about to grab both of them, when Junior's ship appeared above them.
Okay, we're here. How does it look down there for a landing?
It looks pretty clear.
Good. You tell me where to bring her down.
Well, let's see. A little to your left.
Like that?
Just a little more.
There.
That's perfect. Go ahead and land, and do it quickly.
All right, here we go.
What happened next was amazing. When Dar heard the ship above him, he looked up just in time to see it land right on top of him.
Orb and Tricia were able to get clear of the ship, but Dar ended up trapped under its landing gear.
Anyone else would have been killed, but Dar was simply caught under something he wasn't strong enough to lift.
Ooh, what was that bump?
Well, I think you just saved that nice young man you were looking for.
What?
You landed on top of a big guy who was trying to grab him.
I did? Of course I did. I meant to do that. Now let's go get that nice young man and take him back to Mama.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Of course! I can taste that rutabaga cake! Ooh, I can taste it!
But can you taste freedom?
Oh, there you go again, trying to confuse me.
I'm trying to get you to think clearly. Why does your mama want you to bring him home to her?
So she can sell him to...
What's the matter? You don't want to say it, do you?
Not really.
When you know what your mama tells you to do is wrong, are you free not to do it?
Of course I am.
Tastes good, huh?
So why did I come all this way?
Maybe so you can save the nice young man instead of letting him be sold into slavery?
I did save him, didn't I?
You sure did.
Well, let's go see him so he can thank me.
As Junior and the Wise One were coming out, they saw Dar trapped under the ship, Orb and Tricia hugging tightly, Rafe and Radir standing to the side in shock, Grud and his boss beginning to lift off an Orb ship.
And one more thing. Neela, Tolip, and I had finally now become visible as well. When Orb saw Neela, he and Tricia came toward her.
Of course, there was one more ship still to come into the scene.
I have to hand it to you, Rao. Your list of traitors came through.
We know something valuable when we see it. That's why my contact on Fratera put a tracker in that box. He just might have thought he'd get it back someday.
Well, I'm sure he liked what I gave him in exchange for that tracker. Speaking of the tracker, sounds like we're getting real close. Let's take a look.
What are you looking for?
I want to know how many ships are down there. We're not the only ones looking for Orb.
Do you really think Junior beat us here? Rutabaga cake or not, he ain't that smart.
No, not Junior. One of my men has been looking for a while, but has not been very successful.
So you decided to come take care of it yourself. You haven't changed, little sister. When we were growing up, you didn't have a sliver of patience.
Plus, there's an annoying private investigator helping Orb's sister find him. He and his little pilot friend could be a problem.
Not for you, little sister. After all, you're the grand leader of the Metsies. I tell you what, because I helped you get here, why don't you let me have this private investigator and his friend? I'm sure I can find a home for them.
I'm sure you could, but no, I'll take care of Mr. Ryan personally. We should be able to see below by now. Well, well, look at this. I guess everybody's here for the party. There's Orb's ship, and there's the ship I sent to look for him.
And look over there. Junior did get here before us. That's his old beat-up ship.
And there's Ryan's ship. Pilot, let's set down right in the middle of those ships. Get ready for landing.
Did you say that one was Orb's ship?
I'm sure of it.
Then he may be leaving before we get there. That thing's taken off, fast. And I don't think he sees us. Nope, he definitely doesn't see us. He's coming this way.
What? Look out!
Whew! That was close.
Wait a minute. Another ship. Where did that one come from?
And the one that missed us is about to...
Oh, no!
That's right. Another ship entered the scene at that very moment. Orb's ship, now piloted by Grud and his boss, had narrowly missed Eddie's.
But hidden behind Eddie's large command ship was a much smaller ship. It had appeared out of nowhere and was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Grud couldn't swerve in time, and the two ships collided, falling to the ground. Now all the game pieces were on the board. The only thing left to find out was who would make the next move.
This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Ships and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Zach Anderson as Junior, Samantha Thorsted as the Wise One, Alethea Hartwell as Ral, Curtis Michaels as Rafe and Radir, Jessica Haynes as Trisha, and Boyd Barrett as Dar. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.
What happened next was amazing. When Dar heard the ship above him, he looked up just in time to see a text message. Goodness.